Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chad and Ballsy believe there are three kinds of people, those who can count and those who can't. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Friday, long weekend ahead.
Yeah. Whew. 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 You looking forward to it or what?
Looking forward to the weekend. Yeah. It's been a long week. It's been a...
kind of has, actually.
It's been an arduous week.
Well, you and I are juggling some things in behind the scenes, so...
Well, it's not even that.
It is for me.
It's just everything. It's just, yeah. With social media, like, we'll get into that coming up here, too, but...
I got new Saks underwear. They're riding up. I don't know why we pay $40 a pair, because I don't really like them.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Look at these. Like, seriously.
No, I don't need to see them. I have them. I wear them.
Look at rainbow. I got the rainbow
colors. I don't need to see them.
Wolf News.
I didn't know brown was in the rainbow. Oh, gross.
Every color, man. Every color.
SGI has received over 3,700 auto insurance claims and over 700 property damage claims after Tuesday's storm, so they're busy. Masks will now be mandated at all indoor facilities at Everaz Place. This includes lounges and bathrooms at Mosaic Stadium. Those with medical conditions and children under two will be exempt. Masks may be removed to eat or drink. COVID testing centers are having trouble keeping up with demand, and now that the state of emergency has been lifted for the province, it's tough to increase hours or staffing at testing facilities. According to the SHA website, wait times in Regina are between 2 to 3 hours. And the first federal leader debate of the 2021 campaign happened last night. The French language debate had Trudeau defending an election during a pandemic, O'Toole answering questions about not releasing the conservative platform, and yes, there was plenty of talking over each other. According to a Nanos poll, O'Toole now leads over Trudeau by about half a percentage point.
Argonauts and Elks will play their postponed contest November 16th, and that does affect the Riders. The Elks-Riders game was supposed to be here November 5th, has been moved to Edmonton, and the Riders-Elks game November 13th in Edmonton has been moved to Regina, 2 o'clock kickoff. Now, the Elks will play three football games, three tackle football games in 7 days. The CFL is smoking some of the good stuff. Football is played once a week within 7 days. Oh, the players need to get paid. Yeah, everybody else got paid, but the players didn't get paid. Oh, the players agree to this because they're good team partners. No, they're eating ramen noodles like radio announcers, and they're like, no, we need to get paid, so of course we gotta play. God, I am not a big fan of Randy Ambrosi. I used to be. Not even close now. Ohio State 45-31 over Minnesota. Tennessee whipped Bowling Green 38-6 in U.S. college football. Now, in fairness to Randy, it's not his league. There are other people in the league that probably tell him what to do, but he is the face of the league. So, anyway, that's your Wolf Sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
Sun and cloud in 22 today, 4 with clear skies overnight tonight, 23 with sunshine tomorrow. Right now, mostly cloudy and 10 at the Wolf.
After being together for 10 years, Chad wondered to himself,
oh, did I make the right decision to stay with Ballsy for 10 years?
Chad, I can hear you.
What? How?
What? Ham! Such an ass.
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
I don't know why. I do know why. We've just hit this perfect storm. Yesterday, it all kind of came together on Twitter where everybody was jumping on each other about, of course, COVID and the protests outside of hospitals happening across the country, which are idiotic. And then you've got an election happening that has people taking sides and jumping on their teams, and then you have people mad because they have to wear masks out at certain portion in certain places at Mosaic Stadium. Then you have it's just like it's a perfect storm right now of everybody has to have an opinion, and It's crazy. It's nuts to me.
It's that not going anywhere. And social media to me is like, it's great. It goes back to the, it's great to stay in contact with people you can't see on a regular basis if they're kind of in your inner circle. And it's great to, I guess, for business stuff. But other than that, I honestly,
but it's not social media's fault. It's our fault.
Yeah, but we get sucked into it because
you don't, and you're guilty of this. I'm guilty of this.
Yeah, sure, I am.
When you see stuff and you have to comment, you don't have to comment on everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's what they want. So when you give them a comment, oh, they get that little ding.
Yep.
Oh, my day is made now. No, don't even comment on it. Don't even, honestly, just leave it alone. And again, if you make a bold statement on Twitter, well, you're asking for it. I mean, that's how it's going to be. So I've tried to stay away from making bold statements on social media. Mm-hmm. I think the most bold statement I've made lately is, instead of taking ivermectin, why don't we all just eat Pop-Tarts or something to that? But that's it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how everybody has the energy for this. I don't. So here's what I ask you to do this weekend. Here's your homework. Put down your phone.
Never happened.
I have faith in people. I have faith. Just put your phone down for 3 days. 3 days. You know what? Maybe that's expecting to. Don't even put your phone down for 3 days. Just don't engage for 3 days.
Or give yourself a time frame where you don't touch your phone. When you get home at night, don't touch it.
No. Just don't engage for 3 days. Don't engage with anybody who's idiotic on social media. Mm-hmm. Leave them be. Let them stew. Because when they say something that they think is provocative and nobody comments on it, that hurts. That hurts them deep. So just, that's what the only thing you should do this weekend is, when you're at the football game, post selfies of yourself, okay? Post lots of selfies of yourself at the Rider game, mask or not. Post lots of, and then that's it. You know, post pictures of your food. That's good.
Make fun of Bomber fans. That's still okay.
That's still allowed.
The opinions expressed on the Chad and Ballsy Show are very much those of the participants, and they take full credit. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
What the hell is the CFL doing? I don't get it. Like, we talk about player safety and, oh, the player safety and, oh, targeting and, oh, this. We're making the Edmonton Elks play 3 games in 7 days because of a COVID outbreak. This would be easily alleviated, because at the start of the year, you said, if anybody violates and it is shown that it's unvaccinated players, then that team has to forfeit a game. But now we're going to make the Riders juggle their schedule. And then Randy Ambrose said, oh, everybody got on board with this. Well, of course they did, because the players need to get paid. I think the coaches still got paid, even though the game didn't get paid. I think the probably front office workers got paid, but the players didn't get paid. So, of course, they want to get paid, so they're going to play. So, we're going to allow you to have 5 extra players on the roster. Football is meant to be played once a week.
So then they should have forfeited the game, counted as a loss, and then move
along. That's what should have happened. That's exactly what
Why didn't they?
Because, let's be honest, it's money. The players need to get paid, and TSN pays a big boatload for the contract, so they want to have that game played.
But then why make the rule at the beginning of the season?
Well, it's because it's a
forfeit.
That's what I'm saying.
Move along.
That's what I'm saying. And now everybody is going to be, everybody's all messed up now, because one team, whether you agree with the situation or not, one team didn't follow the rules, and now everybody takes a hit. But what it comes down to,
or maybe did follow the rules and were hit with some bad luck. I mean,
I don't know, but they also had a player that said, "Hey, I'm vaccinated and I wasn't."
Right.
Like, it's not. I don't think the Elks were above board, so I'm not gonna. You know, I think they should be penalized. Not because you said at the start. It's kind of like a parent. Don't do that or I'll take your phone away. Don't do that or I'll take your phone away. And then they do it and you don't take their phone away.
Right.
Well, what did you prove? What did you do? So, so now we're going to play. The Eskimos are going to play. Not one. Like, sometimes you'll play, Chad, on a Saturday and a Thursday.
Sorry. Elks,
sorry. So, sometimes you'll play on a Sunday and a Thursday. Right? You've seen that.
And that's a stretch. Yeah.
Now they're going to play not one, not two, but 3 games in a week. This isn't flag football, man.
So are the other teams going to have to now tighten their schedule?
Well, the Riders go from, they were supposed to play here on the 5th against Edmonton. Now they'll play that game in Edmonton, and just because of travel, and then we'll get that game that was supposed to be played on the 13th in Edmonton back here in Regina. That really doesn't affect us in terms of our duration of games, but it just messes everything up. Right, and if you had plans, if you had a wedding or something, right?
Exactly, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a confusing world. I guess the way we got to look at it is we could not be playing football.
And that's a positive way to look at it. I love how we talk, and everybody does it. So I can't just blame the CFL because I mean I probably do it, you probably do it, but I love the talk out of both sides of our mouth. Oh, we really the player safety. Oh, it's so bad. Okay, you're gonna play 15 games in 4 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like let's 3 games in 7 days. That's stupid.
When Ryder players couldn't even make it through first practice.
And you thought Bert and Ernie had a weird relationship. Chad and Ballsy. Weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
This is a, I guess we'll say an interesting story. A 39-year-old man was involved in a police chase. And I don't know why he did it, but he chopped off his...
I'm sure it didn't sound that clean when he did it.
No, but in the middle of the car chase...
In the middle of the car chase?
He chopped off his thing and then threw it out the window.
Oh, no. Please tell me he was on crystal meth or something.
Well, I mean, there's reason to believe that he may have had some mental issues.
Yeah. Oh.
He says that he, quote, that voices on the radio told him to do it because it would save the world.
Mm. Sure, blame it on the radio.
This is
that's probably why you're so worried sometimes when we say something people are going to do what we tell them to
no,
do.
No, absolutely. I'm worried because I don't know if you remember this. I think we can talk about
it. Yeah, whatever.
There was a time when I had some pretty serious threats brought upon me.
Yeah.
Because the person thought that I was inside their head and I was stealing their thoughts.
Oh.
And that happened here, remember?
I remember that.
A person came by the building repeatedly, made some pretty serious death threats online because, again, they thought I was stealing their thoughts.
That's awesome.
I can't even maintain my own thoughts, let alone yours.
Well, that's why you're stealing others, because you can't think for yourself.
I guess. So I'm asking you, I'm begging you. Don't do anything. Don't hurt yourself at all when listening to us. Don't do that. We don't put anything subliminal at all in our show.
No, if you're like me, you probably stop.
Get us a coffee. We don't put anything subliminal in our show.
Bring us gifts.
We need a raise.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy are great at multitasking. They can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
So if your fitness goal for 2021 was to be able to complete more than 10 push-ups, might not be working out so much for you. They asked a bunch of people, and 6 out of 10 said they could not do 10 push-ups. 6 out of 10 North Americans could not do 10 consecutive push-ups. Now, not the ones where you're on your knees doing push-ups, an actual push-up.
Yeah, from your feet.
From your feet.
Okay.
Could you do 10?
I think so.
Yeah, I can do 50 easily.
50?
50. I could do 50, 50. Now, if you're asking me to have like, because you can do push-ups where you go down where you're like 1, 2, 3, that's 1. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now we're getting fancy.
Yeah, now we're getting fancy. I can do 50.
Let me see.
Okay, go. Try it. Okay. I should film this, but I don't have my phone. Okay, let's go. Ready? Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way down.
10, 11, 12, 13. Oh my God.
14.
That's good.
That's good.
Okay, I'm not dying.
No, that's good. You're not heavy breathing or anything like that.
Well, I'm a little lightheaded. Okay, I'm going to pass out.
Now, it all depends what you put. Here's the thing, though. It all depends what you put under the person doing the push-ups.
What do you mean?
Well.
Oh.
That.
Or who.
Or food.
Yeah.
Or.
Oh, if there was a burger down there and I was taking a bite every time.
David Hasselhoff's like 100, 101.
Well, I'm probably four because I could get a burger done in four bites.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their homes. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
You know me. Always the bearer of good news. So I just want to say, if you're down in the dumps today, I have happy news for you. Did you know that 99% of wasps die over the winter? That made me feel happy.
Made
me feel real good. I didn't know that. So what happens is, only the queens live, and they keep like the larvae alive over the winter. And then, so all these wasps you see, that's kind of the scary point. All these wasps you see did not exist last year. So they are all made in one season, which is kind of crazy, right?
That is crazy.
But so if you're wondering why wasps tend to go crazy in August and September, and I mean, we see them throughout the year, but really August and September.
Oh, and it's bad this weekend.
It's because they're unemployed. So what happens is the queen actually quits emitting these pheromones that make the workers work. So they don't get these pheromones anymore, and they're kind of told, listen, you don't have to work anymore. Go do your thing. So they fly around
doing nothing. That's awesome.
They're hungry, right? So they drink your drinks, and they
get their little wasp serb that they're sent on their way.
Again, always have to make it political. But yeah, I suppose they do. So there are some people even say, oh, you should leave out sugar, water for what? No, you shouldn't. No, they don't deserve our respect.
No,
like,
make
I don't
them
feel
work
bad
for
them.
Make them work for it.
How? Can we harness their energy somehow?
I don't know.
But so anyway, if you get a little resume on your front doorstep, that's where it's from.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.